Recording. Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Aleph today. So if you remember yesterday, we're talking about Eruvei Tchumen, making, you know, your residence for Shabbos in a different location so that you can walk 2,000 Amot. So because there's two ways to do this. Either you walk at that place and you're physically present there, Bein HaShemashot, going into Shabbos, and you declare it, this is my residence, or somebody could plop food down on your behalf, and then that's your residence. So we mentioned that the Mishnah said that you could even have a Kohen could have food planted in the cemetery, and that would be a good Eruvei Tchumen for him. So so again, in the Mishnah we said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Bein HaKvarot Bnei Shechol Lachot V'Leichol Lachol. Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kohen could even have food placed for him between the graves in a cemetery, because he can create a barrier and eat it there. So he said, what's the barrier? So the Gemara explained, he could enter the cemetery b'shita tevel migdal, like in a box. And according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, so it's ol zaruk, so it's a moving ol, blocks off the tumah, so it's a way for him to get into the cemetery. So since it's a theoretical way for him to enter the cemetery, it's a good eruvei tchumen. So let's take a look back. And then we said, well, that's fine with him. But and then we quoted a statement. This was for a Braisa. The Braisa said you could even have Truma Tahora there. So the Gemara said Truma Tahora, but it's going to become Tame, and then he can't eat it. So the Gemara says, it's talking about that it didn't have one of the Machshirim on it. So either it was like a fruit and water never went on it, or it's bread and he didn't need the bread with water. He needed it with Mei Peirot. So we're on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph 31a. Line 4. And well, welcome, Mordechai. Nice to see you, Mordechai. Or you went away for a minute, but all right. So nice to see you, Mordechai. Mordechai, welcome. Mordechai, can you hear me, Mordechai? All right. Now let's take a look. We're on the fourth line. So the Gemara says, Vahechi Maiti Lo.
I hear you.
Okay, very nice. Okay, mute yourself again, Mordechai. Thank you. Okay, so the Gemara says, yeah, please mute yourself. Mute yourself, okay? So the Gemara says, Vahechi Maiti Lo. So that's nice. So he's got the food, he's in the box. But if he reaches out to get the food, he's going to become Tamei. So how does he, you know, get the food, you know, work this whole thing out, or theoretically get the food? So he's going to use pshutei kliyos, which means a flat wooden vessel. So the wooden vessel will not be makabel tuma. So that will work out well, we think. He says v'hakama heel. But the Gemara says, yeah, but even if the keli itself is not makabel tuma, and again, we're dealing with the mace, so if the keli got tuma, the keli would be an avatuma, and that would put him out of business. So the Gemara says, even if the keli is not makabel tuma, but the keli itself is susceptible to being an ol over the mace, and when he holds on to the keli, he'll still become tamei from that. So it says, the maiti la, we have a chore, but the other girsah was a chude. He's going to hold it like either it's a very narrow vessel, it's less than a tefach in width, less than a tefach in circumference, or it means that he's going to hold on to that part of the vessel which is less than that, and it won't be subject to tumas ohel. So the Gemara says, so you wrapped it up so nicely, so it seems like such a perfect deal. Yihachi mai tamai drabanan. So if that, now the Mishnah had said that this was Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Kohen can plant the food in the Beit HaKvarot, and he has the Eruv Tchumen. So we answered up all the questions. So now it seems so perfect, like all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. So why do the Chachamim not agree with that? So he says, Kesavri asulik no to buy it be isuri hana. They hold that a person is not allowed to purchase a home be isuri hana. He's someone who's asur bana, means graves, everything connected with the dead person is asur bana. You're not allowed to get hana from it. So here, by creating this eruvei tchumen, he's creating at least a theoretical home. So I can't acquire a home. I'm getting hana from the home. I can't create a home be isuri hana. So the whole thing, according to Chachamim, doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Mechlad Rabbi Savar Mutar. So the Gemara says, so you mean Rabbi Yehuda holds you could be acquire a home b'yisuri hana? It doesn't make sense. Like nobody holds you can acquire a home b'yisuri hana. So the Gemara says, Kesavar mitzvot lav lehanot nitnu. He holds that mitzvot are not given to be benefit, meaning that ostensible benefit which you get from mitzvot is not called a benefit. The mitzvot are not for you to get benefit from. In other words, the mitzvot do the mitzvah. So the fact that you're kona shvita in the Beit HaKvarot, that's not called hana. So the Gemara says, so then we think the machloket then would be, so the, we think the machloket then would be that Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvot lav lehanot ninu, and the Chachamim hold mitzvot lehanot ninu, that you could, that where the hana you get from mitzvot is called a hana. So Ella hadamar Rava mitzvot lav lehanot ninu, but rather Rava says halacha, it's in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it's in Yana Diyoma here, we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah. So he's talking about, like, let's say you blow a shofar and you hear like the music. In other words, like, let's say the shofar is Yisuri Hana and I'm hearing the sound of it. So am I violating, you know, whatever the situation is? So Rava holds that mitzvahs lav lehanot ninu, that the mitzvahs are not giving for a hana. So he says, lema kitanai amra l'shmaite. Should we say that what he was saying is subject to machlo kitanayim? Rava's an amara. So should we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvot lav lehanot ninu, and the Chachamim hold mitzvot lehanot ninu? So if that's the case, it's machlo kitanayim, and Rava is only saying like one side of machlo kitanayim. So Amalak Rava, and I'll just do to the Mishnah, and then we'll summarize, and I'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So Amalak Rava, Rava would say to you, Yisfir luhu de'ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah, tekuliyama mitzvah lav lehanot ninu. So Rava would say, if everybody would hold, in other words, everybody holds mitzvah lav lehanot ninu, but if everybody would hold that I can only do a Rubit Chumin for a mitzvah, in other words, then everybody would agree with me. In other words, Rava is looking at the Sugya, he's looking at the Mishnah, he holds mitzvah lav lehanot ninu. So Rava would say, if everybody would hold that you can only put an Rubit Chumin to facilitate performance of a mitzvah. So Rashi says, let's say you want to go to visit an Avil on Shabbos, or you want to visit a Sheva Brachot on Shabbos, so you're doing a mitzvah. So this Eruv is facilitating your ability to participate in the mitzvah. So if everybody would hold that the only circumstance that you could have a Eruv Tchumen is to facilitate a mitzvah, then in a Mechanami, everybody would agree that you could do it, even though it's in Kona Shvita in the Beit HaKvarot. And Rava would say, Bahak Bahak Miflagi, here the machlok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Mar Savar Im Arvin El Zvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only place a Rubi Tchumen to facilitate performance of a mitzvah. So it means on Shabbos, I want to have a Rubi Tchumen. I can only do it if it's going to help me. I'm a Moel. I want to do a bris. I want to visit an Avel, Rachman Aslan. I want to be Mesameh Chasan and Kala. Then I can have a Rubi Tchumen. I just feel like going, you know, to another town. I can't do an Rubi Tchumen. He says, Umar Svar Ma'arvin Lefil Devar Rishut. And the Chachamim will hold that no, I can make an Rubi Tchumen, whether it's Devar Mitzvah or Devar Rishus. And so, I mean, that being the case, so they hold that I can't be Kona Shvita in the cemetery, because then sometimes I'll be getting Hana from the cemetery. So the Gemara says, Elahada Amar of Yosef in Arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. So now, the way you've explained the Sugya, it sounds like a machloket, whether you can make an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Mitzvah or not, or only for Dvar Mitzvah or not. So Rav Yosef holds, Ema Arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. Rav Yosef holds that you can only make an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai Amar L'Shmaite. Should we say that Rav Yosef, he's an Amara, and here we have Tanayim. So he was taking one sad in Machloket Tanayim. The way we explain the Sugya, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only make a Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Mitzvah. That's why he's got no problems putting the Eruv Tchumen in the cemetery. And the Chachamim hold, no, it doesn't have to be Dvar Mitzvah, it could be anything. And so we had a problem leaving in the cemetery. So then it comes out that Rabbi Yosef's halacha, that Ein Ma'arvin al Dvar Mitzvah, is only one sad in Machloket Tanayim. So Amalak Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef would say to you, everybody agrees that you can only make an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Mitzvah. And everybody holds that the mitzvah is not given to get benefit from. So if that's the case, if everybody holds that can only put the Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Mitzvah, and everybody holds that mitzvah is lovely, so why does not everybody hold that I can put the Eruv Tchumen in the cemetery? I shouldn't have a problem. So he says, so the machloket here is as follows. Mar Savar came into Kanali Eruv lo nichle dimintra. One holds, once I'm kona my makom shvita with the Eruv. In other words, during Bein HaShmashot is when I'm kona my makom shvita. So at that point in time, I have my residence for Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, once I have my residence, I don't care what happens to the food afterwards. So Mela, I'm not getting hana from the cemetery, from my home, quote unquote. He says, Umar svar nichle dimintra di istri chachile. The Chachamim hold that I prefer that the food be safe and sound. So the food being safe and sound, I'm getting a type of hana'a from the Makom Shvita. So that's not to in furtherance of my observance of the mitzvot. In other words, once I have my makom shvita ben hashmashot, I'm good. I'm done with it. But now, do I want the food to be preserved? So the chacham will say, I do want the food to be preserved because maybe I want to eat it. So therefore, I'm getting enough from it. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. We'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll go on. Okay? So the basic yisod, we said in the Mishnah that the Tana Rabbi Huda holds that a person, a Kohen, can have an Eruv Yitzchumen placed down for him in a cemetery. He wouldn't do it. He'll have somebody else place the Eruv Yitzchumen for him in the cemetery. And it's not a problem because he'll be able to eat it. And he'll be able to, like, the Mishnah doesn't spell it out. He'll have a barrier and be able to eat it. So the Gemara explains that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda will hold that he'll go Beshita Teva Migdal. He'll go in one of these compartments, you know, and he'll be able to, if he chooses, he'll get access to the food. And since he theoretically can have access to the food, it's Mimela, it's a good Erev. And then we quoted a Bryce that says that if he's a Kohen, and we're talking about a Kohen, and if he's a Kohen, he can even put Truma down. So we said, if he puts Truma down, so won't the Truma become Tame, and then nobody can eat it. So we said, no, that the Truma didn't have one of the Machshirim on it, so it's not Makabel Truma. Then we said, okay, it's nice. He's in the compartment, and the food can't be Makabel Truma, but once he stretches out his arm to get the food, he's going to be Tame, and that doesn't work out too well, and then the Kohen is admonished in the Torah not to become Tame. So the Gemara says, no, he'll use Pshutei Kliyetz, he'll use like flat earthen wood vessels that don't have a base kibul that are not makabel tuma, like think of like chopsticks or something like that. So he'll be able to get the food. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even if they're not makabel tuma, but there'll be an ol over him. In other words, we don't know it's like the width of, in other words, we think of like a wide flat wooden vessel. So he's holding on to it. So now it forms an ol over the kever, and he'll become tame. So the Gemara says, no, it's achude. Either the whole thing is narrow, it's less than a tefach in width, and less than a tefach in circumference, so it has no din of ohel, or it means he'll hold on to the part that's less than a tefach, and he's not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, taka, so you explain everything so wonderful, so why did the chachamim mechulek with Rabbi Yehuda? Taka, Rabbi Yehuda has an excellent idea. Leave the food there and do it. Now, we mentioned already, I didn't mention this before, but Rashi brings it down. We said that there was a machloket about whether Ol Zarek is Shmei Ol or not. It's in moving Ol and Ol or not. So if it's a cemetery, you're right. So then only the Tana Rabbi Yehuda would hold it to be able to access it with a sheet of table migdal. But let's say it's a single grave. So why the chachamim hold that I can't have an Erev Tchumen there on the single grave? So he would be able to get access to it. So then the Gemara had a couple of kimtas, but at the end of the day, the Gemara wants to say that everybody holds that mitzvot lav lehanot nitnu, mitzvot aren't given to get benefit from, and everybody holds, or could hold, that you only put a Eruv Tchumen in furtherance of a mitzvah. So if that's the case, so how come everybody doesn't hold I can leave the food in the cemetery? Since it's in the furtherance of a mitzvah, And in other words, the Gemara said, what would be the sensible reason why the Chachamim would not allow it is because you're building a bayit in the cemetery, like a theoretical bayit in the cemetery, and you're getting hanah from the cemetery. But if mitzvah slav lehanot nitnu, if the mitzvah is not given to get benefit, and when the benefit you get from mitzvah is not called a mitzvah, and you can only put the Eruv Tchumen to facilitate a mitzvah, so why the Chachamim disagree with it? So the Gemara says, you're right. But the point of dispute is after the Eruv Tchumen is effective already. In other words, Ben HaShmashot takes effect. Now I have my Eruv Tchumen. Now it's after Ben HaShmashot. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I don't care what happens to the food after Ben HaShmashot. It doesn't make a difference to me. The Chachamim hold, no, I want to preserve it. So I'm getting benefit from the Makom where it's at. So then I'm run afoul of getting Hana from Makom that's Asur La. Okay, time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Let's hear from everybody or anybody. Anybody have a question?
Why would somebody want to set up an Eruv Tchumen in a cemetery on Shabbos?
Yeah, what would be the point? Again, there could be situations you need to get to a certain location. It means, let's say I appointed somebody and I said
geography,
and the shliach put it in the cemetery. So is it good or not? But let's say they just did it. Or let's say, like, based on geography, that's the only place I could do it. But the Gemara has many cases like this, unusual cases. But let's say the person did do it. So now, is it a guave Eruv Tchumen or not? That's what we're addressing. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts?
Didn't we say that you have to be able to eat this Eruv, this food?
Yes, so we said he's got the potential to eat it. So once
it's but if he doesn't care if he puts it down, if he gets lost,
no. Here's a two. It means please listen. Wait. Somebody else. Who's got it open? Is that you? Okay, yeah. So it means like this. Bein hashmashod is when the Erev Tchumen is taking effect. So during that period of time, he has the potential to eat it. Then after that, then all bets are off. All right.
So it's only during Bein Hashmashod we care.
Right. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. All right, moving on. All right, let's take a look. So we're at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, 31a in the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Now, the next sugya we've had before, we've had it in Brachot, and we had it in Shabbos. You know what? Some of you will tell me where we had it in Brachot and Shabbos. Okay, I'll go through it, and you'll tell me where we had it. Okay, so Manitin, and it's a sugya throughout Shas, oftentimes, this keeps repeating itself. So it says, Ma'arvin b'demai uvamaz sarishon shnitzla trumato. A person could make a ruvi tchumen with demai. Demai, as you all know, is something that a person buys from the Am Haaretz, and the Am Haaretz is like a certain social class, and they're not too observant of mitzvot. So most of the Am Haaretz would take truma. Most of them would take masrot, but amir and imsa, there was a quantifiable minority, a significant minority that did not take masrot. So even though in a din Torah you're entitled to rely on the rov, but the Chum said if you purchase, you know, food from the Am Haaretz, you have to take masrot over again. So notwithstanding that, so if you don't take masrot, it's called demai. Remember one of my rebbeim or Yaakov Bobrovsky said from the bracha, he said demai is damai. What is this? So you don't know what it is. Damai. So the Tana Mishnah says ma'arvin b'demai. I can make an eruv tchumen with demai. And I would think not, because I can't eat demai, but we'll see. He says, Uva Masarishon Shtetla Trumato, with Masarishon, whose truma has been removed. So the Gemara is going to say that's so simple. The Gemara is going to explain that it means that the Trumas Maaseh has been removed, but not the Truma Gedola. In other words, when farmer has his crops, so first you take off Truma, 140th, 150th, 160th, then you take off Masarishon, then from the Masarishon, 10%, the Levi has to give 10% of the Masarishon to the Kohen. So we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain it. We're talking about where the first Truma is called Truma Gedola, second is called Truma Maaser. So the Truma Maaser was taken off, but Truma Gedola wasn't taken off, and it's teaching me that I can still make an Erev Tchumen with it. If Maaser Sheni V'Hekdei Sheniftu, and you could also use Maaser Sheni V'Hekdei that have been redeemed, that also seems too simple. So the Gemara is going to say that they were redeemed, but they didn't pay the Chomesh. You have to do a Chomesh. I'll go over it when we get into the Gemara. And this is V'Hakonim B'Chala. A Kohen can, you know, make a Ruvei Tchumen with Chala. Chala is, you know, one of the Matnos Kuna that he gets. Aval, Loba Tevel, a person can't make a Ruvei Tchumen with Tevel, is untithed produce. Veloba Masarishon Shundla Trumato, not Masarishon that the Truma wasn't taken. We'll explain the Gemara what that case is. Veloba Masarishon Shlo Niftu. So each one of the cases will be more complicated than it sounds like from the Mishnah. But the basic idea in the Mishnah, I mean, the basic yisod is if I have the theoretical way to eat it, I can make a Ruv Tchumen with it. If there is no theoretical way I can eat it, then I can't make a Ruv Tchumen with it. And we're going to have to clarify each one of the cases. Okay, whose question comes to the thing that we did in the Mishnah?
What's the Chiddush with the Chala?
So that's an excellent, excellent question, because the Gemara doesn't address that. So I saw one of the Mefarshim wants to say that it's teaching me that the Lacha is like Sumchus, right? Sumchus said that the person has to be able to
eat himself.
Yeah, himself. Right. The fact that somebody else could eat it, not this way. So if it's saying that, in other words, it should say, because it says here that the konim can make it with challah. So that's a siman that halach is like sumchus. That's one hezbara. But it's a very good question about the challah, because the Gemara does not address that. Any other questions?
And Meister Shani already had, right? That was the Mishnah. You can't.
Oh, well, where did we have it? Go ahead.
We had it a previous Mishnah where you could use everything Meiser Sheni, but not salt and water.
Right. Well, I don't think the Mishnah mentioned Meiser Sheni specifically. It said Bechol Ma'arvin. It says Chutz V'Mayim Melach. That's what we said. It was just a blunderbuss statement. It was everything I can make at Ruvit Chumen except Mayim Melach. I don't know if that's
And it said Meiser Sheni.
All right, let's take a look.
You also can't be poda with it. Wasn't that the tzushta?
Wait. No. Oh, you know, no. No. Let's look back in the Mishnah on Chabav and Beis. You have it, Michael? It says, you did this Mishnah on Shabbos, I know, for you gave the shir, right, with your group. So it was 26b.
You're not supposed to publicize that.
Oh, it's if
you did,
no, it's if you did it ba'apei tlata, you know, kumilta b'tzamra ba'apei tlata, anything that's said in front of three people is known to the whole world already. So you said it in front of more than two people, so everybody knows about it. So he says, you can make an aid with everything. He says, va'kol nikach b'kesef ma'iser. In other words, anything can be purchased. That's all it said with Kesem Meiser.
I thought that set up a parallel.
No. It didn't say anything. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go back. Please mute yourself again. All right. Let's take a look. So I'm moving on. If nobody's got any more questions, I'm moving on. Okay. Wait. Please. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So the Gemara says, Gemara Demai Halo Chazile. So the Gemara says, how could a person possibly make Eruv Tchumah Demai? It's not Rui for the person to eat. How can he? It's like I'm making Eruv Tchumah with Trefus. How can I make Eruv Tchumah? I can't eat it. So with Demai, I'm not allowed to eat it. How can I make Eruv Tchumah Demai? So he says, whereas Migo Dibai Mafkir Lehu Lenechseh Vaviani V'chazulei Hashna V'chazulei. The person theoretically could make all of his property Hefker. In other words, give up all of his property, then he would be an Ani. He'd be a poor person. And a poor person is eligible to eat demai. In other words, this is a din d'rabbanan. Come and say people can't eat demai unless they take masrut off, but they weren't machmir for the ani. Again, on a din Torah, you're entitled to follow the rov, and the rov aren't to take masrut. And now we're going to learn the Mishnah that supports that. In this Mishnah demai, ditnan machilin hanim demai. The Mishnah says that you can give the aniim, you can give demai. They're poor. The top line on Laman Alpha Beis, V'erachsani Demai. Achsani, Rashi learns it's like the Jewish soldiers, you can give them also Demai. He says, Rashi says that they're like Aniyim because they're not in their homes. In other words, they're on the move and I guess they have nobody to support them. He says, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Tana Torah Nebraisa, Beit Shammai Yomrim, Eimachlin Aniyim Demai. In other words, Beit Shammai is Mechulak with this din. They hold that Aniyim are also subject to the din of Demai. Says, no, you are Machil Anim Demai. Okay, so again, so the Gemara asks, how can you make an Eruv Tchumah with Demai? So the Gemara says, there's a theoretical way he'd be eligible to eat the Demai. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, now who knows where we had these Gemaras with similar Gemaras with all of this? Who remembers? You have it, Olivia?
Not a long time ago, really, not a long time ago, we learned all that about the fact that there's special.
All right, please, if you have an answer for me, where we have it? I mean, the whole Daf Yomi is only since January 1st. Now it's like beginning of September. So everything.
And Brachot.
Yeah, so that's true. But what was the Gemara talking about over there? All right, so remember the Gemara talks about Balmi Mezamnin. You know, you want to make a Zimun. So it talks about making a Zimun with these things. And that's what it's saying. So that goes through the same, sugya over there. And then we also had in Masechet Shabbat. Who remembers in Masechet Shabbat what we had? So remember the Gemara over there was about Mefanim, about like being able to like clear away room for guests and things like that, and you could clear away things which are demai. And anyway, so it means it's really to be eaten. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. One second, I dropped some papers. Okay, so now on line 4. He says, "V'maaser rishon shintla v'chule." So the Mishnah said that a person could make an eruv tchumen with maaser rishon shintla trumato. Now, the simple pshat is anybody can eat maaser rishon. In other words, it's the mammon of the levium, but anybody can eat maaser rishon. So it's saying I can make an eruv tchumen with maaser rishon shintla trumato. So it sounds like everything like it's like kosher maaser rishon. So he says, "Pshita." So it's obvious, the Gemara says. Because lo, it's Sricha Shekhtimu Shibalim. No, we're talking about a case where the Ani, he got in ahead of the Kohen. He went to the farmer when the grain was still attached to the stalks. He says, Vinitlami menu trumat maiser, v'lanu manu trumat gedola. So we're talking about, in other words, he takes the tavua, he gets the farmer to give him the tavua, he's a Levi. He gets the farmer to give him his maser rishon before truman's been taken away. And then from his maser rishon, he takes truma's maaser. He gives 10%. So called davar, truma gedola was never taken from it. He says, Uch the Rabbi Bao Amar Rish Lakish. Like Rabbi Bao was said the name of Rish Lakish. The Amar Rabbi Bao Amar Rish Lakish, Maser Rishon Shikdim Ushibalim, Patur Mitruma Gedola. So Rish Lakish says that Maser Rishon, if Levi gets down to the farmer before he's put the grain in a pile, in other words, it's still attached to the stalks, so it's exempt from Truma Gedola. Shneemar, Varam Timimenu Trumat Hashem Maser Min HaMaaser. This pasuk is in the end of Parshas Korach. It's speaking to the Levim. In other words, the Levim are admonished that when you get your Maser Rishon, you have to take 10% off your Maser Rishon. Your obligation is to take Trumat Hashem, Truma from it, Maser Min HaMaaser. So the drasha is Maser Min HaMaaser, Marti L'Chavlo, Truma Gedola, Trumas Maser Min HaMaaser. So your only obligation is, you have it, so your obligation is just to take Trumas Maaser. Take Trumas Maaser, then you're finished. That's it, Gemarnu. You know, like that's it. It's Genug. So the Gemara says, so that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. I say that I can make an Eruv Tchumen with this Maser Rishon that Shnitla Trumato means that the Trumas Maaser was taken, but not the Truma Gedola. That's the Chiddush. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. So Rav Papa says Abaye Ihach Efilu Hiktimu B'Krinami. So once you show me that pasuk. So even if the Levi, let's say the farmer piles up all the grain in a pile in his barn or whatever, and now Levi gets into the farmer before he's taken Truma Gedola, so he should also be exempt from taking Truma Gedola. He the Levi. So Amarle Alecha Mar Kra Mikumas Rotechem to Rimuay Kot Rumat Hashem, and the Bach here corrects it. The Bach says it should be to Rimu Eight Trumat Hashem Mikumas Rotechem. So it's saying that he says you'll take kol trumat Hashem, every truma. So there's another pasuk, you have to make sure that every truma is taken from it. So this pasuk, so the Gemara is darshening that when it's been piled into, when the grain has been piled in a kri, it's been placed in a pile, then the Levi's admonished to see that even the truma gedola has been taken from it. You can't eat it till the truma gedola as well has been taken from it. But b'shibalim not. So the Gemara says, Umara Ita. How did you figure out? So you have a ribui and a miut. So one pasuk is teaching me you just take your trumas maaser, you're finished of your levi. The other is saying, no, you got to make sure that all the truma have been taken. How did you figure out which is which? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe if you go to when it's in a kri and it's in a pile, you only chayiv with the trumas maaser. Maybe b'shibalim, you're chayiv in both. So the Gemara says, hi idgan v'hai lo idgan. One is like called Dagon already. It says by the Truma, Reshit Dagoncha, the first of your Dagon, you take Truma from. So the grain, when it's been piled up, is called Dagon, grain. The other is not called grain. So if there's one limud that says I'm Chayiv, one says I'm not Chayiv, so more Mostama, the one that's Chayiv, is talking about when it's already been turned into grain, not the other way around. Okay, let's just summarize, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So again, so the Mishnah said that I can make a Eruv Tchumen with Maser Rishon, Shnitlat Trumato. With Maser Rishon goes to Levi, Shnitlat Truma, the Truma has been taken off. So the Gemara says, obviously, if I have Maser Rishon, all the Truma has been taken off, so it's Pashut. Of course I can make a Eruv Tchumen with it. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. It means that that the Truma's Maser was taken off from it, the 10% that Levi has to give, that he gave, but Truma Gedola was never taken from it because Levi went out to the farmer in the fields when the grain was still attached to the stalks, and he like preempted the Kohen, and he got his Maser Rishon. And notwithstanding that, he could still make a Eruv Tchumen with it because there's a limud that Gemara has that he's off the hook with that. He has no obligation to give the Truma Gedola. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so even if the Levi gets to the farmer before the Kohen, when it's in a kri, when it's been piled up, you know, in a pile of grain in his barn, he should also be exempt. So the Gemara has a limud, no, there he's chayiv. So how do I figure out which pasuk is chayiv, which is patur? So the Gemara says that, you know, truma is called reshit dagancha, the first of your dagan. When the grain is in a pile, it's called dagan. When it's not, when it's out there, it's not called dagan. So logically, the miut is when it's in the stalks, and the ribui is when it's in a pile. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or anything we learn?
So Maser Rishon, you got to give to the Levi, but he could give it to whoever he wants.
In terms of
meaning, he doesn't have to eat it himself.
Well, I'm losing it. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Absolutely, absolutely. I think there might be an opinion that holds that Maser Rishon is like Truma, only eaten by Levim. But I think the mainstream thinking is It's just Mammon of the Shevet Levi. Who is that old noise from your place?
Yeah,
it's
from me. From my
what's going on over there? It sounds like Grand Central.
It's
a that's a good place to be. Which base medrash are you in? Oh, all right. All right. Maybe more people want to hear Daf Yomi there. All right. And it looks like very nice over there. Is that in the main shul over there, Yosef?
Yes.
But how come it looks so much nicer? I don't know. Looking at the ceiling, I guess. All right. All right. All right. Let's see. Who's got any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Anybody else? All right. I'm moving on then. We're moving on. All right. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Uvamaster Sheni Behekte Sheniftu. We said that you can make a Rubit Chumin with Master Sheni and Hekte Sheniftu. So Master Sheni is, I'm a farmer, and I take my crops, and Master Sheni, I'm supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. But if it's too much for me to eat in Yerushalayim, I'm going to be poda it. I'm going to redeem the crops, and then I can do whatever I want with the crops. So I redeem the crops, so I can make an Eruv Tchumen with it. And it says, and Hekdesh Sheniftu, I have a Hekdesh, I'm poda the Hekdesh, so now it's my property. So I had, there was, I guess, food that was Hekdesh, and so I was poda it. So I can make an Eruv Tchumen with it. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. I'm part of the Master Sheni, part of the Hekdesh. Of course, I can do whatever I want with it. So the Gemara says, Lo, Tzricha Shanatana Kerem Lunatana Chomesh. So if a person is poda his own Master Sheni, if a person is poda things that he was Maktish to the base of Mikdash, he has to eat a Chomesh. And remember, the Chomesh was Milabar, so it's like really a quarter, even though it says a fifth. A quarter. He's got to add on a quarter surcharge. This is v'kamashvelan den a chomesh ma'akev. So he was poted the principal, but he didn't give the chomesh. But the Tana of the Mishnah is teaching me that the chomesh is not ma'akev the pidyon. So I still owe the chomesh, but the pidyon was effective, and now I can use the food as I choose, including for a ruvit chumen. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on that? Anybody good? All right, I'm moving on. All right, where are the two dots? Of a lobe tevel. Now we're going to the things that you can't make a Rubi Tchumen with. So I can't make a Rubi Tchumen with tevel is untithed produce. So he says, Pshita, obviously, if it's untithed, I can't eat it. So the key is, if I can't eat it, I can't make a Rubi Tchumen with it. He says, Lo, Tzricha, betevel, tavel, midraban. No, the Tani here is teaching me a Chiddush. He's talking about tevel on a rabbinic level. He says, Ukagon, Shesrobat, Sitcha, Eno, Nakuv. So this is the famous case in the Gemara. Let's say I plant wheat in a flower pot, or like, you know, some sort of dish or whatever, or a pan. So I have the wheat growing in the pan. So it's only chayev and shubis masros on a derabanan level. So notwithstanding that, I cannot make any rubit chumen with the produce from it. You know, I remember reading a story. This is a little bit of a break here, but this was, I think, about the Ludz ghetto in Poland. So they were describing how everybody was like really starving. And this one fellow, he planted like these, I don't know, vegetables or things in like this like pan. And he would wheel it around, like, so he'd be working during the day and then it'd be growing. And at first, like, people were like laughing at him. But then as it began to grow, like the taco, you know, he's really got stuff. And he would watch it, you know, so nobody would take it. It was one of these books, an account there. It was very sad. I'll tell you another thing, and then I'll go on. Listen, I remember them describing how like somebody was like carrying like a pot of soup upstairs and a little bit spilled on the steps, and an older fellow took out a spoon just to scoop it up to eat it, because they were all so starving from hunger, and he felt embarrassed that even like that he had to do that, but they were, that's how like they were, you know, being starved there in these ghettos and with no food. It's sad. All right, let's see. I guess we should really, I guess the Musar Haskels, we have to really be grateful for the brachot that we have, that thank God we have food to eat and a roof over our heads, and even though we're facing with this COVID, which is a misery, but you know, but the main things we have. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, below b'maaser rishon shlo netra tshumato. You can't take maaser rishon if truma hasn't been taken from it. So the Gemara is a pshita, obviously. Maaser rishon, truma has been taken from it. I can't eat it. So why would I think I can make a Rubi Tchumen with it? It says, Lo, Tzricha, Shekdimu Bekriv, Nidlamimenu Tchumen Maiser, Lo, Nidlamimenu Tchumen Gedola. No, the case that Tana is alluding to is he came down before the Kohen, but it was the Kri, when it was in the pile. So he got his Maaser before Truma Gedola was taken. And he took Truma's Maaser from it, but he didn't take Truma Gedola. So he says, I might have thought, like Rapapa said to Abaye, Sataka, he should be off the hook, just like he's off the hook with Shibalim. Kamashmalan Kedushani Lay. So Kamashmalan, no. Now he's chayiv to see the Truma Gedola is taken, so he can't make any Ruben Tchumen with it. Okay, let me get to the Mishnah, then we'll take a pause for questions. Loba Master Sheni Hekdei Shlo Niftu. We said you can't make a Ruben Tchumen with Master Sheni Hekdei that weren't redeemed. So Master Sheni have to eat in Yerushalayim. Hekdei Shlo Zisra Hana. So obviously I can't make a Ruben Tchumen with a Pshita. Lo Tzricha Shibta'an V'loptan Kilchatan. No, it means he redeemed it, but he didn't redeem it properly, and he can't use it for a Ruben Tchumen. What's the improper redemption? Master Shibta'ol Gava Simon. Means he redeemed the Maaser with Asimon. They translate it as a slug, but we'll see in a minute. He says, Rahman Amar, Vitsarta Kesef, Kesef Sheshlav Tzura. In other words, Kesef means like silver, but it means like the money has to be minted. It has to have an image on it, like writing or a print, a picture on it. So he just redeemed it with a slug. So that's not a good redemption. It has to be Kesef with a Tzura on it. He says, Hekdesh Shechillo Al Gav Karka. And the Hekdesh, he redeemed it with karka. So Chazal teaches us you can't redeem hektesh with karka, with land. The Rechman Amar, but Atana Kesef Ekamlo. And that's not the actual Pasuk, but the Pasuk Rashi quotes it. He says, V'yasav chamishit kesef erkecha. But the way Rashi learns, it's differently mudim. Rashi thinks it has to be kesef, not karka. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Okay, we're into the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? We're 5 lines above where it gets wide. I don't know. You know, maybe we should have tests in Dafyomi. You know, like Deer Shoe, they have tests. You know, you take tests every now and then. All right, let's take a look. So, Manitin. So, again, so we said with the food. So
yeah, Shachatam.
All right. You get an
A. I'm done.
All right. I don't know if you're done, but you get that question you got right. Okay, now, we said there's 2 ways to make an Eruvit Chumen. Either I'm physically present in a location at the beginning of Shabbos, I declare this is my residence for Shabbos, or I have somebody place food for me in a certain location, and then that's my residence. So the Gemara says, Manitin, Hashleich Ruvo Be'al Cheresho Tvekatan. Let's say I give the food to a Cheresh. This is like a group throughout Shas. Cheresh is the deaf mute. Shota is the person not with full mental faculties, or a katan. The Gemara takes it all 3, you know, don't have full, you know, mental capacity. So obi ad misha inu modu be'eruv, or I give it to a person who doesn't acknowledge the institution of an eruv. The Gemara is going to say it's like the kutim. We'll talk about it. He says eno eruv. So that's not eruv. In other words, I give it to my 6-year-old son. I say, Chaimel, take this food, go to this location, and put it down. So even if he does, as I asked, it's not a good Eruv. The person has to be a bar das, because the person has to be kona shvita for me. He's got to acquire my residence for me, and that person doesn't have enough das to do that. He says, v'mamar la'acher l'kablo mimenu, but if I direct somebody else, and let's say I have a 6-year-old Chaim, but I say to Reuven, do me a favor, Chaim's going to go to location A. When he gets to location A, I want you to take the food from him and put it down. So he says, Hareza Erev, then it's an Erev. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything in the Mishnah?
A woman can do it?
I would think so. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, so yeah, I guess you were unsatisfied with that answer, Fern.
No, you,
she likes it when I would say, no! Get on. All right.
Shachatam.
All right.
That was your question. Who could do it?
All right. Okay. Wait till afterwards. Okay, now, 3 lines above kids wide. Okay, Gemara. The katan lo, you mean that a katan is not allowed to place, or doesn't have the koach to place a ruve tchumen, but Amar Rav Huna katan goveda eruv. Rav Huna says a katan can collect the eruv. Now, he's talking about a ruve chatzerot. A ruve chatzerot, let's say, remember, we've had this already, but in other words, let's say we all live in a chatzer together, and we're collecting our food so that we're going to like merge all of our
rishuyim. So you have edim when they
Okay, wait, leave the edim out. Okay, so all of our rishuyim are going to be merged. So he says the katan can collect the eruv. A katan can collect the eruv for that. So lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kambi Ruvi Tchumen, Kambi Ruvi Chatzerot. Meaning, by Ruvi Chatzerot, it's just a ministerial act. If you collect the food, then our acts are merged. So he did the act, it's fine. By Ruvi Tchumen, the content has to be Kona Makom Shvita for me. He has to do an act of acquisition. So the katan doesn't have kinyan. The katan doesn't have kinyan, and he can't do it. All right. Who said questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm moving on. All right,
Rabbi, how do you define a ministerial act? I don't know what it is.
It means like you just do the physical act. It doesn't require any das. It doesn't require any mental state.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's take a look. If I give it to somebody who doesn't acknowledge the validity of an Eruv, so it's not good. So man, who is that? So Amar Rav Chista Kutai. Rav Chista says it means the Kutim. It means the Kutim, if you remember, so it comes up throughout Shas. We've had Kutim before, right? We had Kutim in that same Sugya in Brachot, but the Kutim were these non-Jews that were brought to Eretz Israel by the king of Ashur. They converted to Judaism. So one opinion holds that they were Geri Emes. One holds they weren't. But even the one who holds they weren't agrees that they eventually converted. But self kol self, they weren't so observant of all the mitzvot. Actually, the Gemara says, "Chumisa shesiku b'kutim arei medaktikim b'yoter Yisrael." Any mitzvah that the Kutim adopted, they're more careful with it than the Jews are. The Gemara says, but the Kutim didn't follow the teachings of Chazal. So like they didn't learn lifnei iver lo tein mechshol. They didn't learn that you can't put assist somebody doing an aveira. They learned to pshuto kamashmao, that you can't put a stone before a blind person. And anyway, they went through different stages, and eventually Chazal said we have to treat them like non-Jews. So the different stages. And then eventually said they're out the door. Remember the Gemara says in Chulin, "But Yonah Masulahem Bahar Grizim." They found the image of a dove on Mount Grizim, and that's where these are the Shomronim. And in Eretz Yisrael today, there are still a few hundred Shomronim, and they have their own. They observe a Korban Pesach on Mount Grizim and things like that. But so they're not mowed on the Arabs. So the Kutim wouldn't be good. So the Chora. I would think that a person in the Jews Michal Shabbos would also be in the same getter as that. All right, let's take further on the Gemara.
Could I ask you one more question about the woman?
Yeah.
So everything the woman is Kona goes to her Baal.
No. Wait.
Isn't she like a Shaliach for this, really?
Right. It was, wait. So Mashk. Yeah, but
so what?
Yeah, in other words, this is working. In other words, let's go slowly with this. Let's say, can a woman, acquire on behalf of someone else?
Right.
So that's really what we're talking about. Can a woman acquire on behalf of somebody else? It's like zakat, like mitam zechia. So let me look into it, because you're right about the Gemara says mashkana isha kana baila. Her husband does acquire it. But here with Zechia, I'm not so sure. All right, let me look into it, Michael. Let me look into it.
And it could be a single woman also.
Yeah, single woman.
I just wanted Fern to feel better.
Yeah. I think you're effective.
You're doing the opposite.
No. It's it gives fuel for the people. Okay. All right. Now let's see further in the Gemara. All right. Now let's see further. Okay, so the first very wide line on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, v'mamar la'acher l'kablo himenu hareza eruv. If let's say I want somebody to make an eruv for me, and I tell my 6-year-old son Chaim to put it down, but I tell Reuven to get it from Chaim, so I'm still home free. So the Gemara says v'leichush dimalo mamtilei. Maybe Chaim is never going to bring Reuven the eruv. In other words, I tell Chaim to bring it to this location, give it to Reuven. But maybe Chaim's never going to do that. So how do I know I have an Eruv? So he says, Kida'am Rav Chista, ba'omed v'ro'eyu. Like Rav Chista says elsewhere, we'll see in a minute. We're talking about that I am standing and I see he does it. It means maybe I'm on a hill and maybe the place is like a quarter mile down, but I see him going. I see he brings it to that location and he brings it to the person. Hachnami ba'omed v'ro'eyu. Why am I not choshesh that Reuven, the adult, is not going to take the Eruv from him and do what he needs to do? Like Rabbi Chiel says, Chazak HaShliach Oseh Shlichuto is a presumption that a Shliach performs his Shlichus. So he says, Hakanami Chazak HaShliach Oseh Shlichuto. So here we have the presumption. So we have two presumptions. One is that I see my son go and bring it to the location or whatever, but how do I know the other person picks it up? So then there's a presumption that a Shliach does the Shlichus. So what was the incident where Rav Chista and Rav Yechiel made their statements? Aha, Idmar, is made on the following. We learn in the Braisa, the Tanol Lepil V'Holicho. Let's say I put my Eruvit Chumin on an elephant. In other words, it's a trained elephant. And I say, whatever the elephant's name is, here I put the food on top of the elephant, and I say, go off and bring it to this location. He's Lako V'Holicho. Or I give it to my trained monkey and put it in location. Ainza Eruv. The Braisa says it's on Eruv, even though they're very true, well-trained animals. But if I instruct Reuven to get it from my elephant or to get it from my monkey, then that's an Eruv. So, and the idea is that even if the elephant brings it to that location, it's an act of kinin, and the elephant obviously can't do an act of kinin. So he says, V'dilma lomam tilei, but maybe the elephant and the monkey aren't going to bring it to that location. So even though I've got everything lined up, I got elephant, I got friend, but how do I know that the whole rendezvous is going to take place? So I'm Rav Chista, but Omed Ruehu. So Rav Chista, we're talking about, he's standing, he sees the elephant go, and he sees like Reuven's not location, it's not a god. But Dilma Lo Makabe Lemine, maybe Reuven's not going to take the food off the elephant or whatever, or from the monkey. So I'm Rav Yechiel, Chazak HaShliach Oseh Shlichuto. There's a presumption that a Shliach does his Shlichus. So Amar Rav Nachman says, so this is Din Drabanan by Eruv Tchumen. So Amar Rav Nachman, B'shal Torah, Ein Chazak HaSeh Shlichuto. So Nachman says, if it's a question of a Din Torah, we won't rely on the presumption until we see it actually being done. Turn page on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph 32a, B'shal Sofrim Chazak HaShliach HaSeh Shlichuto. If it's a Din Drabanan, I'm entitled to rely on that presumption. And let's look at the Rashi, B'shal Sofrim, Samchina Cheskech Shliach, the Inami Lo Avid, even Lu Yetzur, he doesn't do his Shlichus. He says, Lo Chamir Isura Goni Ruv Tchumin. The worst case scenario is he'll violate the Drabanan, which is not good, but I'm limiting my liability by saying I'm lying on the Drabanan. Rav Sheshit Amar, Rav Sheshit says, and we'll discuss this more tomorrow, Rav Sheshit says, even on a deraisa, I can rely on the presumption that the Shliach does the Shlichus. Okay, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, there's a story here, but I know Michael wouldn't like it, so I think I'm going to call it today with the story. All right, that's it. So let me end the recording.